Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Breaking New England Patriots news this morning. Bill O'Brien will return as the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach for this football team. The man whom Mac Jones taught the Alabama offense to will now... How does that work? The student becomes the teacher, Curtis. Is that the wax on, wax off thing? Is that how that goes?
Yes, it was, okay. Mr. Miyagi.
The two of them, simpatico, and I could not be happier about this.
Unless he goes back to the Brady offense.
Your speculation with regard to Tom Brady returning here.
I'm just saying,
it doesn't matter.
Billy O'Brien.
What are you talking about? All I'm talking about is that Mac Jones had a good relationship with Bill O'Brien.
I'm saying, because you said the Alabama offense.
He taught the offense to him.
Right,
yes,
but
that's it. They're not using the Alabama offense. I'm not speculating on any kind of offense. All I'm talking about is the two of them have an excellent
relationship. Oh, I thought you were speculating they're going to run the Alabama offense.
No, I was not speculating that whatsoever. Oh, okay. We have a legendary system in place here, Wiggy. All right, so you could talk about that all day. We'll talk about it with Ty Law coming up in about 15 minutes at 8:20. But back to Courtney and today's news.
Amador Argueta is a 34-year-old woman in Houston, Texas. Now, she's pled guilty for stealing her cousin's $1 million scratch-off lottery ticket.
Okay.
Now, this cousin should be at fault a little bit here, too, because the cousin asked her, unnamed cousin, asked her to go and cash this ticket for him. Who would ever give up their $1 million scratch-off ticket to a family?
He wanted to remain anonymous, which is why he did it.
Right. I still think that you should be giving that to a lawyer or somebody else. Family member, it gets too dicey. The cousin asks her to go do it. She does.
Okay.
Then she comes back and says that the prize winnings only totaled $20,000.
Okay.
She gives back the card, the ticket, and then gives back $13,436, saying the rest was held for taxes.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the victim found a press release from the lottery website saying she claimed the $1 million prize and received a lump sum payout of $537,440 after taxes.
Well, the cousin is an idiot.
What an idiot.
I mean, but also it's fraudulent, and is she going to jail?
She now faces 16 to 48 months in prison. Okay, she's going to be sentenced in March.
But the fact that he knew it was a $1 million scratch ticket.
Yes.
But the fact that he actually thought that they were taking, how much in taxes would that be that she only came back and go, well, listen, all it was for 20 grand, the rest was in taxes? How dumb are you?
And the worst part is for the cousin to do it, the victim promised her that he would give her $50,000 of the earnings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
but that's
do
not
that
enough.
And
50 grand's not enough.
All right. Well, she should go to jail, and she is.
Yep.
And he's an idiot, or she's an idiot.
They're both idiots.
Yes, okay.
Guess it runs in the family.
All right.
An irrational fear in Florida. They've had a little bit of a cold snap recently, and it's caused dangerous conditions for things falling from the sky. This mm-hmm. is a story that every year it seems to come out in different headlines, and it's always very interesting. A guy was outside in the park doing yoga, as one does. An iguana, 30-pound iguana, fell from the sky.
Oh, the frozen iguana.
Yep.
Complete irrational fear.
Massive.
Yeah.
Fell directly on his face, blew up his eye, bleeding everywhere. Iguanas, if it drops below 50 degrees in Florida, they have temporary paralysis from it. Here's the moment where he was hit by the iguana.
From there, we'll simply roll up. Lift your hips and just hold for one.
Namaste. Namaste.
That is a thumb. That is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, that must have really interfered with his vibe or his mojo or whatever they say in yoga class.
People have their cars ruined from this, though. Yeah. Like, this is.
Oh, wait, Shime, you going to use that for your flex time temporary paralysis when it drops below 40 degrees?
Ooh, I might have to.
Can't get out of bed?
Good call.
All right, and the streets are talking. They're saying Jeff Bezos may be selling the Washington Post to buy the Commanders. This came up before when it was believed that he was going to make a run at the Commanders, and people said that Dan Snyder hates the Washington Post so much from terrible articles they've written about him, that they should have written about him, that he would never sell to Bezos. So now I still don't think, even if he sells it, that would help his case.
Well, I mean, he's got responsibility to his shareholders to sell for the highest offer. So,
well, it's not a public company; it's just his.
But okay. Then equity.
Are you talking about the Redskins or the newspaper?
Well, it's not. It's called the Commanders. I'm talking about the football team.
Yeah,
Snyder
he can sell it. Whatever, it's his own thing. He can do whatever he wants.
But he can't sell it for less money because he has investors. He has a fiduciary responsibility to sell it first. So if Bezos has the most money, then he'd be. I mean, what they're talking about, what, $7 billion is what that team is going to
go for? And I don't know what the Washington Post will sell for. He bought it in 2013 for $250 million. I'm guessing
that's probably worth about $25
million. Yeah.
But the thing is that he hates Bezos because of what he wrote in the Post about him. Whether he sells the paper or not is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're saying, can Snyder say, even if, let's say, Bezos is the highest bidder, can Snyder go, I don't want to sell to him because it's part of the NFL? Is that, can owners do that? I'm asking that question.
I would think that if he didn't take the highest offer, that he would have issues with his with those who are equity investors in the business.
Well, in the NFL, don't the other owners have to agree to allow someone new to buy it?
Yep.
Yes.
So that could be the loophole that Snyder uses.
But, I mean, would Bezos be able to continue, like the Amazon deal, would he be able to continue to broadcast games on Amazon if he were an owner? Would that be a conflict
of interest?
I don't think so either.
I think that would be a conflict of interest, right? I think he would then...
You're paying money to you.
Yeah, I don't know how he would do it. He'd have to remove himself from the Amazon board of...
Well, he's never going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was just the highest bidder, it'd be an auction. Like they have all these different proposals. Like John Henry bought the Red Sox. It wasn't the top offer.
Right.
But Bud Selig at the time thought they were the best group for the Red Sox, so that's why they were approved.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot more political than we think it is.
Yeah. All right. What else, Courtney?
Well, lastly, the candy company Mars announced yesterday it is putting its M&M's spokes candies, if you will, the mascots that you see in all the commercials, on indefinite pause.
Oh.
So this comes after they said in a press release they didn't expect for the changes it had made to its spokes candies to break the internet. They noted even a candy's shoes can be polarizing, which is the last thing the brand wanted since we are all about bringing people together. So they're basically saying the male M&Ms, the female M&Ms, there's been some outcry.
Are they saying that it was actually too woke and that's why they're doing away with it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm confused.
It broke people apart. People, whether they did something to help, people were still upset about it. So they were saying, you know what? I'm done with the spokes candies. Every time we bring in, a lot of people were mad because it was all guys. But then they brought in a girl.
Yep.
Then people were mad about that because it doesn't represent everybody. So
I have a conspiracy theory.
Yes.
Is this just similar to the Mr. Peanut thing where they're just prepping for some big Super Bowl propaganda to pump M&Ms?
It could be. It could be. You're right. It could be. I think they hired Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
And she's going to do their Super Bowl ad now. So maybe you're right, Shime.
I'm sad about it. I love the spokes candies.
Really?
The Santa Claus commercial every year?
Yeah, the Santa Claus commercial is the best thing going.
Maybe they'll bring them back. Maybe why don't you do like a change.org petition and see if you can get the spokes candies brought back?
Yeah, maybe I will.
If you're sad about this.
I just like that's my childhood and everything changes now.
Huh, well, okay. All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
That is today's news. Ty Law's going to join us at 8:20. And right now, here's what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Celtics' win streak came to an end in Orlando last night, 113-98, your final. Reminder, this game was without Robert Williams, Malcolm Brogdon, and Marcus Smart. The real dagger came in the third when Jason Tatum left the game for a bit of grabbing on his right side. During that time he was in the locker room, the Magic went up double digits. Now, he did end up the game with 26 points, as did Jaylen Brown, but it's a quick turnaround for the guys tonight. They'll try to rebound in Miami as they take on the Heat, 7:30 tip. No injury report released yet. The Bruins are also in action tonight in Montreal. Puck drop at 7 p.m. Shime, are you betting on this one? Or are you betting on the Celtics? I know your bet last night on the Celtics didn't really work, but...
Yeah, it didn't work out last night. I'm in on the Bruins. It's a tough value, though. They're such heavy favorites that you have to lay a puck and a half here if you want any good value on the Bruins, which I'm willing to do. The Canadiens stink. The Bruins should dominate this game. I'll lay the puck and a half on the puck line with the Bruins.
Okay.
And if you're just waking up and turning on your radio or joining Twitch, a big Patriots news. Bill O'Brien is returning to New England. Adam Schefter broke the news that he will be the new offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. So I think that's what a lot of people wanted. I think that's right. What a lot of people were waiting on. So Bill Belichick going to add an old friend back into the mix.
Well, this is the make or break year for Mac. Whatever direction they go in offensively as far as their quarterback position, isn't this the year then? Now it's... The expectations, I think, for this season for Mac are going to be extremely high. You know, I'm talking, people are going to want to see him throw 30-plus touchdowns.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of pressure, I think, on his shoulders because he misses that entire scapegoat that was Matt Patricia before. And if he's screwing up, it's not going to be that he doesn't trust or needs to know why. I don't think Bill O'Brien's going to be giving him any, you know, explanations on decisions he's making, so... He wants to be coached harder. You've got a hard guy now.
If Stacey James is listening, I have the headline, unlike the Dallas Cowboys website, for the Patriots website for this offseason. One Direction. With the picture of Mayo, Bill O'Brien, and Bill Belichick. Finally, we have actual coordinators and a coach that are smart, moving in one direction.
One Direction. I think it's, isn't there a band that already has that trademark? Well,
yes.
But they have all you can, I mean, you have more bangers than you could imagine just to play from them in the stadium.
And the NFC and AFC championship games, they are set Sunday at 3. We've got 49ers and Eagles in Philly. And at 6:30, Bengals and Chiefs. No neutral site needed. This one is going to go to Kansas City. Reminder that all these games can be heard right here on WEEI. So listen on 93.7 or on the Odyssey app. And don't miss the 99-cent produce sale now at Shaw's and Star Market. We've got mangoes, avocados, red and white grapefruits, pears, apples, oranges, you name it.
M&M's.
No M&M's. Okay. I actually like the mini M&M's more than the regular ones. I think they're underrated.
The peanut M&M's are the way to go.
Peanut butter ones actually are better than the peanut ones.
Peanut butter M&M's? Yeah.
But if I remember correctly, because you love the spokes candies, you did have a preference when it came to spokes candy gender. Because didn't you prefer the ones with nuts? If I remember correctly, when it comes to M&M's?
I do like the peanut M&M.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And Courtney, do you like Maya Rudolph?
Nah.
Oh.
I do like Maya Rudolph, actually. I think she's very funny. Some items are 99 cents each. Some are just 99 cents a pound. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney Cox. 33 degrees outside. Afternoon high around 40. A little breezy tomorrow. We'll get another 3 inches of snow in the afternoon in Boston.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ty Law is brought to you by 110 Grill, a modern American cuisine and a top allergy-friendly restaurant. By Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. And he's brought to you by Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted, New England. He joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning, as he has all season long. And we're getting down to it, Ty Law. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I mean, we get to come on here. We can't even talk about our Patriots because they ass lost. So, you know, I'm sad that the season's coming to an end, but I enjoy it. But we're going to ride this thing to the Super Bowl.
Well, we can talk a little bit of Patriots because Adam Schefter is reporting this morning that, I think it's a report, you know how Schefty is, but that Bill O'Brien will return to the New England Patriots as the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach this season, which from my perspective is great news.
From mine too, and I hope his sources is correct, because we need us an offensive coordinator. And hey, he's familiar with the system. He's familiar with just the culture. So that's I think that's a good move, you know, and put those other guys back on defense.
Ty, when you look at this Patriots team, like off season, what's their biggest need that they need to go out and get?
They need somebody to help Mac Jones on the outside. Somebody that can take the top off the defense, man. That's what I see. I mean, there's no one, as far as a receiver is concerned, that's scaring anybody. You know, they're not putting the fear of God in no defensive backs, and that's a problem. I think Mac Jones, with some help, because he has a running game. You know, they have a running game. They need to be able to throw the ball to somebody that's reliable and that can strike fear, a Diggs type of guy. You know what I mean? A Jamar Chase type of guy. Somebody that's a true number one receiver, I would like to see the Patriots go get him.
Ty, when it comes to O'Brien coming here, do you think that there was anything more promised to him, any move up that, you know, when Bill retires one day, Bill O'Brien could be the guy to swoop in? Because there's been a lot of talk with Jerod Mayo and the expectation that he's going to stay in New England for some new title, whether that's defensive coordinator or assistant head coach, and that he could be the next head coach.
You know, it's a lot of potentials when you look at Belichick's tree. But, hey, we might still have in Josh McDaniels' contract. Hey, you know, he might come on back. I still think he got first deal, depending on how it goes in Las Vegas. So I wouldn't count out Josh McDaniels coming back either. But, I mean, you can't go wrong with any of those guys if you want to keep that culture. But, you know, you never know that they might want to go a different route, you know, when Belichick's gone. That's going to be totally up to the ownership, but I think all the names mentioned are deserving to, you know, take his place.
Ty, if you're on that defense, are you comfortable going into next season with the cornerbacks that you have? Because I think that it seems like year in and year out, there's always been a guy that, you know, that New England has had that could be that guy. But are you comfortable, whether it's Jonathan Jones, Jack Jones, or is that still another area where maybe potentially with their first round draft pick this season, do you see them maybe going after a corner, or are you comfortable with the guys that they have?
You know what? As long as they have pressure, you know, up front, and you get into the cornerback, those corners are serviceable. They're gonna grow and they're gonna get better. So they're okay. Now, if they can go out there and snag someone that can lock down one side of the field, that can cover guys one-on-one all over the field, and he can take away that number one target or limit him, oh, you got to go get that, because that's very valuable. That's a valuable asset. So if it's available, but I wouldn't go out there and just do anything, you know, hastily, because that is a hard job and they're hard to find. But if you can find it, go out there and get it, because that would definitely help the defense. But I'm okay with the guys right now as long as they have a pass rush. If they don't have a pass rush, they become average.
Ty, we talked a lot yesterday about the Bills' choke job. When it comes to Josh Allen, you feel like he has issues winning the big games?
I wouldn't say he has issues winning the big games. I mean, they did have some injuries. I mean, and I think what they really missed in this playoff series is Von Miller, man. People don't understand the impact of Von Miller, Wiggy. You know, mm-hmm. He steps up in the big games. He is proven. And, I mean, the pass rush is key. They didn't have that. I mean, even their secondary, they were all beat up, you know, outside of the DeMar Hamlin situation. So I like him as a quarterback. I think that your window is still pretty big with him being a quarterback. You're going to have some opportunities, but injuries are a part of the game, and it's who stays healthy at the end of the year and get hot. Those are the guys that go on and win championships and compete for championships. You have to stay healthy. Buffalo Bills has been beat up pretty bad, and you know, I guess he's just not there yet to take the team on his back and carry him to the Super Bowl. He needs some help.
But Ty, clearly Josh Allen's very talented, and you look around the AFC and there's a lot of talented quarterbacks, whether it's Mahomes or even, I mean, Deshaun Watson had a weird, wonky season, but he's still in the AFC. You look around the league, and especially the AFC, if you're the Patriots, is the addition of O'Brien all you need to make Mac make that leap, or are you comfortable with having Mac Jones as your quarterback going against all these teams that seem to have their guy for the next couple of years?
Well, I'm going to say, hell no, that ain't all they need, Coco, with O'Brien. They need a hell of a lot more than that, but it helps. I think you can win with Mac Jones if you give him the pieces. Like I said, give him, you know, I'm not saying he'll be a Joe Burrow by any means, but give Mac Jones a Jamar Chase. He gonna put up some better numbers too. You know what I mean? Give him some of those type of guys. Give him, Hopkins, any of those number one receivers out there that gives everyone trouble week in and week out. Give Mac Jones that, he's going to make some noise too. I'm not going to say he's going to be as productive as the other guys, so don't take it out of context. But if you give him some weapons, I think that he is going to be a good quarterback and a good quarterback for the Patriots. I ain't talking about Tom Brady-ish. I ain't talking about Mahomes. I ain't talking about those other top-tier guys that we talk about week in and week out. But you can win with Mac Jones.
On the Subaru of New England text line, find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. 508 texter says, Ty, does Bill O'Brien coming back influence either Devin McCourty or Matthew Slater when it comes to retirement?
Absolutely not. They probably don't communicate with him anyway. So, no, that's not going to have any influence on those guys. I mean, it's going to be totally personal. Whether they want to come back, they've been there a long time. They got championships, and you know, I think that it might be the end of the road for them. You know, I think if they had, they really looked at it as, okay, we're a championship team, and we can get one more, they will probably stay. But I think they understand that they're somewhat rebuilding, reloading a little bit, and I think they're gonna go ahead and shut it down.
Well, maybe it doesn't convince those guys, because I'm with you. They're on the other side of the football. They're on the defensive side, so they probably can care less.
Right.
But does it convince maybe Tom Brady to say, oh, you know what? I had a great relationship. I really loved, you know, playing for Billy O'Brien. Does it maybe convince him for potentially? I'm hoping.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you still wishful thinking. And how do we know that Tom Brady and Billy O'Brien had a great relationship? How do we know that? Just because they won a couple football games? I won a lot of football games. I couldn't stand half the damn people on the team.
Especially the tight end.
I'm just kidding right there. But I'm saying you don't know that. And then it's like, I know, we know what it was with Josh McDaniels. So I would think if Tom was going to come back, he would take and go with Josh McDaniels before he come back to the Patriots with Bill O'Brien. I mean, that's what I'm just guessing, mm-hmm. because of what they had. You know what I mean? And then what they have over there in Oakland as far as their receivers and things like that. I just can't see him coming back. If he does, I would like to see it too. Don't get me wrong. Who wouldn't want Tom Brady to come back to New England and finish it off like that?
Right.
Hell, I wish I had the opportunity to do that. But I just don't see him. I just don't see him doing that if he wants to continue to play, because he has to be in the right situation to win. It ain't a farewell, I'm going to go ride it on back. Tom is not going to do that for his health. He wants to come and win. And I just don't know if New England has enough for him to feel like I can come back and win. And then what is that going to say about Mac Jones and their future? If Tom Brady come back, he's not coming to be a coach. He's not coming to be a backup. He coming to start. Wherever he goes, he's going to start. So I just don't know how that dynamic will work, bro.
But you do see him coming back again, right?
No, to the Patriot Hall of Fame.
No, but I mean just playing another season.
I mean, yes, I can see him come back, but I wouldn't be surprised either way. Me personally, I would like to see him ride off and go and talk about it on TV and get that $300 million sitting on his ass talking about it, but because I don't want to see him get hurt. But if you can protect him and he still has the passion to play, only he can make that decision, and he's going to have suitors. So I just you get to a point like, why? What else you got to prove? But that's only a question that Tom Brady can answer.
Ty, I agree with you 100% on Brady retiring. What do you make on the Brady topic? What do you make of the Joe Burrow-Tom Brady comparisons that have sort of grown after the win in Buffalo this weekend? Do you see any similarities in Joe Burrow's start to his career as you did with Tom Brady's?
Absolutely. I mean, he got the swag, he got the confidence, the demeanor, and he's a winner. So, I mean, he doesn't do anything that flashy because he ain't going to outrun you. You're not gonna look at him from the eye test as far as like an athlete and say like a Lamar Jackson, like, ooh, oh, you see that? No, he is a quarterback and is a leader, but he got some swag to him. So I definitely see, you know, the comparisons with Tom Brady. And if he goes out there and continues to win, and even when he had two offensive linemen out, he still found a way to win. So, I mean, I like him. So, I mean, I like the comparisons. But when you're talking about Tom Brady the GOAT, I think it's still a little premature. You can talk about maybe the earliest career, but when anybody talks about, you got to win a couple more first. I mean, you got to win at least two to even get in the conversation with Tom Brady, as far as I'm concerned.
Wiggy gives Joe Burrow zero respect.
And I don't know why he hates Joe Burrow so much, Wiggy. What Joe Burrow did to you, man? You give credit where credit is due.
Hey, listen, I gave him credit. I just said that I'm not taking Joe Burrow over Patrick Mahomes. That's what Greg seemed to miss. He asked me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Me either.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell him. He's saying he takes.
Would you take Lamar Jackson over Joe Burrow? Because Wiggy would.
Hell yeah. Give me them legs any day of the week. Yep. Yep. I'm taking Lamar. I'm taking Lamar too, because look, people be sleeping on Lamar as far as throwing the ball. But when you got a guy that can run like that, and it, man, that, ooh. That's different right there, Greg. I'm trying to tell you. It's one thing because you can take away his legs. He still has enough arm to pass the ball. He can work his way downfield. Those other guys, you take away, they don't have no legs. You take away their arm, they done. He can beat you two ways. So, like, Lamar is supposed to get all that he's supposed to get and what he deserves because he's so dynamic. There's no other quarterback out there like him. And I'm going to take Lamar Jackson, too.
And that's coming from a defensive guy.
You know what? I hate
Listen,
it.
Listen, Ty, I love you. I feel like you and I have become friends, but that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. How you can sit here and say you would take Lamar Jackson over Joe Burrow is absolutely ridiculous.
And you know what? And you know why I can say that? Because I'm G14 classified. I played the damn game. Wiggy played the game. So we got a little bit difference of opinion, and we got more experience. Just like if there's something in the media, you got the most experience, so you know your opinion means a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to tell you, as a defensive player, Greg.
Yeah.
Man, when we played Michael Vick, I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. I ain't never been that tired in my life playing football.
Yeah.
And, I mean, because of what he did. I'm saying Joe Burrow is great. But right now with a healthy Lamar Jackson, I'm going to take him because I know what I can do with him as far as his legs. He's going to get me that third down. Joe Burrow ain't played lights out all year. Come on now. We've seen some games. They should have lost the Miami game. Let Tua been playing. The game was over.
Has Lamar Jackson been in back-to-back AFC championship games?
Has Joe Burrow ever won MVP?
Do you see Joe Burrow making it back to the Super Bowl?
Hey, no. I can see him, especially with Patrick Mahomes, you know, on a little gimpy on one leg. Don't get me wrong. I love Joe Burrow. I'm just saying Lamar Jackson is a different type of animal. Who's going to have a better career? I don't know. But Joe Burrow, I'm just saying if I had to take one right now, I'm going to take a healthy Lamar Jackson because of what he's able to do with his legs. You know what I mean? Then he doesn't have a Jamar Chase or the other guy either. Think about that. Give somebody else some weapons and see what they do with him. But with those legs, that's all I'm saying. But you can't go wrong either way.
All right, the twisted question of the week for Ty Law is brought to you by Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted, New England. Who do you like this weekend?
You know what? If I like the way Cincinnati's playing right now because they played the best ball as far as their last game. And if Patrick Mahomes is not healthy, I would say Cincinnati because they're clicking right now on the cylinders. You know, Joe is playing well. San Fran, Philly. You would think Philly. If I had to put money on it, I'm going to say Philly. They got to come to Philly. You're talking about Jalen Hurts versus Brock Purdy, which Dak Prescott, you can't let Mr. Irrelevant beat you, but he's not Mr. Irrelevant no more. I love the way he's playing. He's pretty damn good, like they say. But I think the edge should go to Philly just because they're playing at home with that defense, with Jalen Hurts, the receivers and the weapons that they have on the outside. They should get the edge, but I wouldn't put nothing past them. I wouldn't even bet on that game. Mm. That would be a hard bet for me.
Ty, I got another thing for you, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. If Lamar would have played in that wild card game, Baltimore would have beat Cincinnati, so there you would have gone.
All day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
that's
he
what
didn't.
I'm talking about all day.
But he didn't.
Oh, he was hurt.
He didn't play for his team.
He's got a bum knee.
Well, I mean, is,
can't
Patrick,
play when
is
you're hurt.
Patrick Mahomes playing?
We'll find out. We don't know. The
he
game
says
is.
He is.
He is.
Game Sunday.
Played with a high ankle strain mm-hmm. for his
That's
team.
Different than a knee injury.
Right. I see. Oh, it is? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what would make you a believer, Greg, in Lamar Jackson? Go out there and get in a foot race with Lamar Jackson, then you go out there and get in a foot race with Joe Burrow. Your ass might beat Joe Burrow. But I bet you everything I love that you will not come close. It won't even be close out of the start. That's the type of speed that you don't realize that you're dealing with a quarterback.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Like
we didn't have much success around these parts with a pocket QB, so I understand what you're talking about. I got it.
And then, you know what? You always want to use the GOAT conversation. I mean, Tom is a unicorn, man. That's different ball game. That's totally different. you can't compare every pocket quarterback to Tom Brady. He's different. He's on a whole nother level by himself.
And Ty, you can't allow Greg to promote Brady. He's been bashing Brady for two straight years. He's a fraud.
All right, Ty Law. As always, a pleasure. And we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, guys, next week.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. That is Ty Law. And today's conversation with Ty Law brought to you by Wise Snacks. Go to wisegameday.com for your chance to win one of 100 authentic pro football jerseys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, breaking news this morning. Bill O'Brien will return to the New England Patriots as the offensive coordinator this season. And Gresh and Foye coming up at 10. And Foye actually played for the man. So
yeah, he would know better than anybody.
I cannot wait to hear what he has to say about that coming up at 10 this morning.
Yeah, I think he played for him. I'm almost sure. I'm not 100% sure. But I think because Foye was here till what, 2000 and... Was he here?
I don't think Foye was even on the 07 Patriots.
Well, Wiggy said he played for him during the break. But
when did Foye leave? Didn't he leave in 07?
I mean, but O'Brien, McDaniels was here in 07.
Right, but O'Brien was here.
He left the Patriots. Foye left the Patriots after 2005.
Oh, damn, did he? Yeah. Right. No,
what about Gresh? Did Gresh play for him?
No.
By the way, yesterday definitely. I heard Gresh say this, that in order to win a football game, you have to do four things. Run the football. Okay. Stop the run.
All right.
You're supposed to win the turnover battle and win in special teams. Those four things he was taught at URI.
All right.
So write those down.
You will be able to talk about it all day here at WEEI. I think great news for this New England Patriots football team.
I love it.
Me too.
You love it, Wiggy, right?
Yeah, I want to see. I think it's going to be interesting because we know just based on from seeing him as a coach – and, you know, and from watching Hard Knocks, because you remember the Hard Knocks, the Texans, when they had Billy O'Brien and his staff on there. We know he's a coach that's a hard-ass coach, right, on how he coaches the players. Very similar to Bill, but a little bit more feisty when it comes to how he gets on, guys. So now let's see how Mac Jones handles that approach. You know, it's not going to be no more waving off Bill O'Brien. Because you wave him off, you might be getting in the blows on the sideline.
Okay, but Bill O'Brien has the credibility when it comes to calling plays.
What does that mean, though?
I don't think he'll feel like he needs to wave him off because the guy knows what he's doing. He's waving off Matt Patricia because he's a boob.
Yeah, I do think that there was a lack of respect there. That's why he was waving off Patricia, whereas Bill O'Brien comes in. I think that goes away.
Right, and so it's going to be interesting to see how Mac handles the relationship of now a guy who is going to be in his third year and is – how does he handle – the Bill O'Brien style of coaching, and then what is Bill O'Brien's style of coaching now that he's kind of been away from the NFL for a long time? I mean, these guys are different.
I do think that it brings back that old Patriot way, and I'm not trying to say the Patriot way because Wiggy tells us that's not really a thing. It's all Brady. But when you have Alabama players coming out saying, win or lose, we still got treated the same, and they hated that when it came to Bill O'Brien. You have Gronk saying that when he played for the Patriots and they felt like they needed to win because of the depression that would sink in after a loss was too much. Well, now you bring Bill O'Brien back with Bill Belichick, you're going to get that again. Win or lose, you're going to be treated pretty much the same way.
And how do the new players in today's game handle it? We know they don't handle that very well.
Isn't this just like a missed opportunity though for Belichick? Like to add some kind of new blood, some sort of new energy,
and
youth into this coaching team? Like I get it. It's the safe and easy choice to go to Bill O'Brien, sure. Right. But
Bill only has 2 years left, Shime.
Oh my it's God, not, what happened?
It's two, maybe 3 years.
If you're willing to put a guy in line to be the next head coach, theorized, at least.
But that's not him. That's Robert Kraft. That's Jonathan Kraft. They want somebody in waiting.
But Bill had to agree to that, right?
I mean,
so Bill is at least in the process.
He doesn't have to agree to it. They have some sort of a succession plan in place in their mind. I thought it was interesting that Ty still thinks it's Josh McDaniels.
But then, why would Bill be bringing Gerard into those offensive coordinator meetings?
Right.
What a TV series that would be. The true behind the scenes of the succession plan of ownership and head coach of the Patriots. That would be Patriots must-see TV.
When is that series coming back, Curtis?
I keep waiting for it. You know what I've been looking forward to? A little Ted Lasso. A little easy watching.
Me too, oh, Curtis.
Thank you so much.
What are you? Are you kidding me?
That is a feel-good show.
It's the best show on TV.
Myrtle Beach, Outer Banks, garbage.
Also a very good show.
I can't wait for season 3 of Outer Banks. It's coming next month.
You watch those shows won't actually make you age slower.
Ted Lasso is the final season.
I'm not taking viewing advice from somebody who can't wait to see 80 for Brady, okay? Speaking of television, can we waive the Wednesday rule when it comes to talking about Sunday programs on episode 2 of The Last of Us? Because you said you have some issue. We don't have time right now, but you have some issue that you want to discuss with regard to episode 2?
Yes, a couple of things. One, getting a little too gory for my eyes.
It is?
Yes, yeah, I might be out after the last episode.
Well, Wiggy and I love it.
I can't eat while watching it, I'll tell you that.
What was your issue?
Oh, the way that they, the things coming out of the mouth and,
What, when the mushroom head zombie guy was making out with the
woman? Let it happen while she was trying to light the place on fire? And when they were doing the autopsy and she stuck the utensil down the throat. Oh my God, I was gagging watching that. It is disgusting.
Don't you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Isn't that real gory?
Yeah, but this is like almost too believable.
Chopped in half.
All right, isn't that like super gory?
But that is like a different time period. This is like it could happen. Mouth things disgust me. I could never be a dentist.
Curtis,
this was gross.
Twitch voice on Game Dog 888.
Oh, God.
Please.
Excuse me. How the F do these guys have so much time to watch TV shows? Why aren't they like me? I'm always busy, 30 hours a week, staring at this screen, typing inane commentary that nobody requested.
What do people do that they don't have time to watch TV shows?
You're in an online chat room.
How busy is your day?
Right.
I think the president could even watch television shows.
I think he does.
How busy are you?
He's a big Ted Lasso fan. Mm-hmm.
I think he's more of a Three's Company guy.
Three's Company. Hi, I'm X-Bear. I always complain when you don't talk sports, but to be honest, I hate the Ty Law interview. I don't get it. He doesn't watch the games.
How can you hate Ty Law?
It's a Hall of Famer.
He's the best.
And he agreed with me on Lamar.
You are pretty fraudulent there.
Why?
Because we talked about this yesterday, and you were like, no, I take Joe Burrow. I take Joe Burrow over Lamar. And then Ty says it. You're like, yep,
yeah,
see?
No,
see?
No. Ty was telling Greg, I got Mahomes over all of them. Mm-hmm. Greg's guy was Burrow, and Ty just said, listen, because Greg asked Ty, would you take Burrow or Lamar? But maybe Ty convinces me. He played defense. I didn't.
What's your issue with Curtis? You had a question about Jakarta, the start of that episode.
I'm sorry. I just have to wrap this up. Sling Blade.
I bet Odyssey just loves Curtis mocking the Twitch viewers.
Actually, funny you bring that up, Sling Blade. Greg, what's the most watched show on all of Odyssey's platforms on Twitch?
It is this one. Number one in the entire company.
And didn't the boss on the week of the Marconi, and congratulations, well earned.
Thank you.
Didn't he discuss with you the massive viewers this show was garnering and maybe how others might be able to replicate it across the brand?
I think so, yes.
Interesting. So Jakarta.
I think it's I hope that I think most of the Twitch people who enjoy having fun with us understand that we're also having fun with them. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah.
It's part of the job. We have fun. I hope you do too. I actually like my life. It's a shocker to most people, but I couldn't be happier. I love who I work with and where I am. But Jakarta, with the beginning of the last episode, was interesting to me because the virologist, she had a different name, but she's a professor at the school there in Jakarta. She gets picked up by the general, and she sees this patient that has this illness that she didn't believe was able to be transmitted to humans, and she says, crying, that she wants to go home to be with her family in 2003, which struck me as something maybe a parallel to the brother who's now estranged from the lead character, that there may be some familial battle brewing there.
Oh. Yeah, well, that guy, the brother, is like is living in some idyllic community somewhere.
He's a firefly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, they kind of already told us about the brother and the main character's relationship when the brother, the main character, says to the lady, you've already got me pinned against my brother. So he's now going to try to get to the brother and smooth things out. Mm-hmm. The thing I think what she meant, Curtis, when she's like, go home to spend time with my family, because she knows, and she said, there's nothing no one can do short of bombing every city.
I thought she got infected, and she was saying, that's how I took it, was like she had been around somebody who was infected, now she was infected, and she was going to go home, and no, I think she might be the main source of it.
No, the reason why she was like that is because she told them, because remember, the guy was like, well, can you help us with a vaccine or a cure? And she's like, no, there's nothing I can help you with. So basically what you should do is go home and spend time with your family, because you need to bomb the city and everybody in it. And guess where she lives? In the city.
Yeah, well, that's what B. Hankey is saying, is bomb. Like, basically she was saying bomb, nuke the whole place.
Right. And that's why she felt the way of like that despair, because she knew like this was the last time she was going to spend with her family. Yeah. But I do like the fact that they at least they're taking us to potentially where this thing might have started and how it started. But the first episode, when the guy talked about it on the 1968 programming, there's some questions that need to be answered there.
Mm. Okay. Anyway, Last of Us, HBO, highly recommend. Coming up next, this is alarming. All of the professional sports unions had a sit down with the Mass Gaming Commission over a concern they have when it comes to legalized sports gambling here in the Commonwealth. We'll get to that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.